Arctic sea ice extent hit a new record low this month for the third year in a row. That sea ice, or lack of it, drives climate patterns around the globe. But how? We put that question to Brian Bretschneider for the segment Ask a Climatologist. He says it's all about energy. Sea ice reflects most of the sun's energy back into space, while the open ocean does not.
Some studies have shown that about 10 or 15% more energy over the entire Arctic basin is being absorbed than what occurred before the big sea ice melt-off in the last 15 or 20 years. So it's like having a 60-watt light bulb, taking it out and replacing it with a 70-watt light bulb. And over time, that adds up. And so the whole Arctic basin, as it keeps on warming up, it's like turning up the temperature in a refrigerator. It's just going to melt that ice. More and more ice is going to melt. It's harder to freeze up in the winter. And with that increased solar energy, it's going to be easier to melt in the summer. So it's what's called a positive feedback cycle.
What are the local climate effects from this low winter sea ice extent in the Arctic?
So when you have open water, there's no barrier between that warmth and what we would normally expect for winter cold. So like up on the North Slope, we would expect it to be, 30, 40 below zero. But when you have 30 degree water right next to the land, that warmth then can spread inland and it can keep the temperatures dramatically warmer than what you'd ordinarily expect. So places along the North Slope, the West Coast, have been much, much warmer, particularly in the fall as freeze up occurs later and later.
How about the global effects on weather and climate?
Well, that's a really interesting question because people in the lower latitudes, whether it's the lower 48 or South America, the tropical island, everyone is impacted by what goes on in the Arctic and the amount of sea ice. So the entire atmospheric circulation pattern is driven by temperature differences between the tropical latitudes and the Arctic latitudes. And that affects the jet stream, it affects the polar vortex, it affects where big high-pressure systems and big low-pressure systems set up.
So it's like the atmosphere is trying to balance out the energy difference?
It is. It's trying to become an equilibrium. So the tropics always receive more heat than they can deal with. The Arctic latitudes always are in a heat deficit, and the winds and the atmosphere is equaling that out. So when you change the temperature patterns, the way that the atmosphere tries to become an equilibrium changes as well. It's like pouring hot water into a cold bathtub. The temperature tries to even itself out, but if you change the temperature of the water, the way that evens out is going to be different.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state.